This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For next season, he is a super friend of the show, and of course, he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You know him and love him as the pride of Geneva, Wright State, and of course, the Cleveland Indians. He is Brian Anderson. Hello, BA. How are you,
Brian?
You know what? I'm very well, boys. Listen, I was listening to the update, mm-hmm. and I heard that that the Cleveland Baseball Club mm-hmm. will be having new digs next year, or at least a couple of different new looks.
Yes.
And I was just hoping that if I went on that website, would the new jersey across the chest say Indians? Is that possible?
Don't think that's
is that what this.
I don't think that's in the works.
No, let me check. I remember one of the jerseys used to have Chief Wahoo where the C is right now, right?
Yeah.
I love those. Did you like wearing those? Did you like wearing the vest? What was your favorite uniform when you were?
You know what? No. I did not like wearing the vest. In fact, we had those with Arizona, with the home white vest with the purple pinstripes. And then on the road, it was gray with the purple pinstripes. We also had the alternates that were just purple and black jerseys. And that's what I always wore. Starting pitcher got to pick what jersey top that he wanted to pitch in. And I'm not saying I never pitched in the vest. But when I got to the point of I could choose, then I chose the black on the road. And then the purple jersey did not like the best.
You got to pick, right? The starting pitcher picks, right? Isn't that how it works?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless there's a special occasion where you have to wear this particular jersey on that particular day, then the starting pitcher gets to pick the jersey.
Was it an actual vest, BA? Because I know there are jerseys out now where it's, like white over the chest, and then the sleeves are the different color, giving it the look of a vest.
No, it was an actual vest. I mean, you had a vest jersey, and you had your shirt underneath it. That became the sleeve.
Mm. That might be a little uncomfortable.
Help me out with one of the biggest stories of the week. What the Rays are going over to the Yankees training facility to play games next year, and what were the other options? Because I saw that at one point maybe Disney was in play, maybe splitting with Montreal, a bunch of things were in play. But I mean, the ballpark is a mess, right? So there's no way they're going back there next year, and they committed to Yankee spring training home over there, Steinbrenner Park, right?
Yeah. Number one, Montreal was never on the table because the stadium up there is being refurbished right now.
Okay.
So Montreal was never going to be. There was talk about Disney. However, the amount of people that you would have to uproot and basically move to Orlando, and then your season essentially becomes a six-month road trip. Because no one's commuting from Tampa to Orlando. So nobody wanted to see that happen. Pinellas County, which is where St. Pete is located, they have to vote on bonds here coming up. I think that bond vote will be delayed. But there are a couple of two new people who were elected to that, to that group that's going to decide whether the bond thing goes through or not. And a couple of them weren't real thrilled that the Rays were talking about moving into Hillsborough County to play. And that may affect their vote, which, by the way, if that vote doesn't go through, if the bond issue doesn't go through, then that essentially could kill the deal for the new stadium.
Wow.
So that being, that being said, you know, the Rays wanted to stay in the area. Pinellas County wanted them to either go to Clearwater or Dunedin, where the Blue Jays and the Phillies have their spring training complexes. Mm-hmm. But the Rays, you know, with Major League Baseball, through the help of Major League Baseball and with their blessing and probably, you know, listen, they talked to Hal Steinbrenner with the Yankees. He was more than willing to help out. It's very well located. In fact, if you could ever build a new stadium for the Rays, it would be like right there. It's across the street from Raymond James Park, right off North Dale Mabry Road, which is a huge vein there that runs through you know, Tampa north and south. But it's an outstanding spring training facility. It's the biggest one in the state of Florida. I think it seats 11,026, and so you know you're going to have a full. You're going to have a full house every night. You know, the Rays last year averaged close to 17,000 at the Trop. So you take an 11,000-seat stadium up in the heart of Tampa, that thing's going to be filled every night. So it'll be a good atmosphere, very intimate. You're thinking about spring training baseball. You're right on top of the field. And it's also the facility that has the least amount of upgrades that need to be done to make it major league regular season ready. So it became really a no-brainer call. You know, there's talk that because the Trop is not available for the Rays this year, that could potentially push the deal back as far as the new stadium goes. Instead of opening doors opening day 2028, it could be opening doors opening day 2029, which would then give them an extra year to be able to massage the votes to make sure that that bond issue gets passed.
Brian, is the Trop going to have all of the everything fixed, and they're going to spend, what, $55 million to play there for a couple of years? Because that seems like a lot of money to throw at a stadium that you're not going to use after 2028 or 2029 if all goes well.
Yeah, you're right. The feeling that I had was like you, just wonder what they're going to do. The feeling that I have after the $55, $56 million figure came out, and then the Rays all of a sudden have a home for 2025, and they said they could have it ready for opening day 2026, the feeling down here is starting to move towards they might just do that. And then, by the way, if they do that and they push it back a year, then all of a sudden the deal is up after the 28 season. They would still get three more seasons out of it. They're going to get some help financially from insurance. That's going to help put a dent into that $55 million fee. And then on top of that, you're going to get all of the residual money that comes with having that team back in that area for 3 years. So they may figure that at the end of the day, financially, it's worth it to put that money, that invest that money into it. If you put $55 million in and after the 3 years come out with $70 million, you know, then you do the deal. And that's, you know, that's what they may end up doing. That's the feeling I get now. That could all change tomorrow. Who knows? But that's the feeling that I have right now.
All right, so I got two other questions for you about this. So, obviously, they're going to have weather issues there, don't you? I mean, I can't remember the last time, you know, for 6 years, I remember going down there, and every time we were there, there were thunderstorms that were so loud, and you're like, man, I'm so happy we're inside a dome right now.
And no day games, maybe, because of the heat?
Yeah, so weather's going to be a concern there, isn't it?
It's going to be a real concern, and here's the thing. If you want to avoid the weather, you do play more day games. Because the weather usually is rolling in 4 or 5 o'clock. Wow. That's when those storms start to roll in. But but I'm with you, Phelpsy. Day games in that oppressive heat with, you know, in the summer down here, it's 93, 94 degrees with 90, 95% humidity every day. I mean, that's just what it is. You can move the air. It's so heavy, which is why those storms develop over the course of the day. You know, you wake up to perfectly blue skies. By 4 o'clock, you think Armageddon is happening.
Yes.
With some of the storms that roll in. It's absolutely crazy. So, you got to figure it's going to lead to, you know, a lot of delays. I think that is a concern. You know, obviously, just having the delays is something that you're going to have to deal with, which you never had to do down here because of the dome. Here's the other thing that I look at from a player's perspective, from a coach's perspective, from an organization perspective. They handle pitching staffs today. You know, back in the day, I remember I had a start when I was in Arizona in Cincinnati. We had a rain delay. I hadn't won a game in a month, and we had a rain delay, and the rain delay was 3 hours long. And I told Bob Brenly, I'm like, I'm going back out there and pitching. And he said, I said, I'm going back out there. I go, at least let me give it a try. And so I went out there. I started to warm up after a three-hour rain delay. I felt good. I felt really good. In fact, I would argue that through three innings before the rain delay hit, my three innings after the rain delay were probably better. I mean, felt better, threw better. Maybe that should have changed the way that I warmed up before games start, you know, rolling out of bed and throwing bullpens at 4 in the afternoon for a 7 o'clock game. I don't know. But point is that they don't do that anymore. Any rain delay, just about any rain delay, the pitcher that was on the mound is not going back out there. Mm. And so if you're getting 4 or 5 rain delays on an 8-game homestand, you are torching your pitching staff.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I think that's something that not a lot of people are talking about, but that's just the way that they run these staffs today. And so if you're getting a lot of delays, you're going to be running through guys like crazy because you're not going to send them back out there. And so, you know, I think that is something that you got to keep your eye on. I did see a stat today that the Tampa Tarpons, and they play a 5-month season there, I believe. It's the A-ball team for the New York Yankees. They average about 6.5 postponements a season because of the weather. Now, they play far more day games than I think that the Rays would. But at the same time, 6.5 postponements. Didn't say anything about delays. I'm sure that number is huge. And I think that's probably something where the Rays will lead Major League Baseball in rain delays next year if they continue on with the schedule that they normally keep with, which is mostly night games outside of Sunday afternoons. It's going to be really interesting to see. So, yeah, there's give and take. I love it. It's closer to where I live. I live over on the Tampa side. So it's going to be much more convenient for me. However, there's going to be a lot of nights that I'm there a lot later than I was at the trial.
Brian Anderson joining us, color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays, former Indians pitcher, Royals pitcher, Diamondbacks pitcher, a guy who was a starting pitcher for most of his career. Emmanuel Clase, phenomenal, named reliever of the year. Cy Young, who knows, you know, the whole reliever Cy Young thing. But this thought is crept into my head. The way starting pitchers are used these days, BA, and the way the bullpens are used like crazy, would that make it less likely that a closer could win the Cy Young? And I say that only for this reason. The few starting pitchers who are used like you were used when you were a starting pitcher, like old school starting pitchers and old school like 10 years ago, I would think that those guys are going to stand out even more. And clear cut, they'd be the Cy Young Award winner, as opposed to, though relievers are used more now, you know what I mean? It puts more of an emphasis on that guy who goes out and gives you 7 every night and ends up going 16-4.
And by the way, there's still, I don't think there's any of those guys left. There may be one or two. Zach Wheeler comes to mind. You know, you get a guy that's going to throw 210, 215 innings.
Yeah.
That just doesn't exist. I remember going into seasons and people would be like, well, you know, what's your goal for the season? My goal for the season was always 200 innings. That's it. Not wins, losses, not ERA, 200 innings. Because guess what? If I throw 200 innings, number one, it means I made all my starts. It means I threw 32, 33 starts and averaged over 6 innings a start. Well, if I'm averaging over 6 innings a start, well, then I'm getting deep into every game, which means my team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. Ctmobile.com.
And so my point is this. You throw 200 and plus innings, most of your other numbers are going to fall in line. You're going to have been healthy all year. You're going to have consistently pitched deep into games. You do that enough, you're going to win more than you lose. Your ERA should be fine, or you'd have been knocked out in the fourth inning. You know, that was the goal. The goal anymore, a workhorse is a guy that can get you to 170 now. Mm. I mean, a guy throws 170 innings. How many guys even qualify for awards? Yeah. Because to qualify for an award, you have to throw an inning per team game. So you got to throw 162 innings. How many guys do that anymore? So I think, to your point, Phelps, yes, it opens, it allows them to have more of the stage and to stand out more because there's so few of them. But I think because there are so few of them, it then opens the door for a dominant reliever to be a part of the conversation.
Okay. Interesting.
So I think it goes hand in hand.
Interesting.
Hey, B.A., I want to go back to the Tampa area thing here again, because I thought when I was reading about alternative sites for the Rays to go play, one of the things that I read was a temporary stadium that there were thoughts of maybe bringing the White Sox down there to play. Did you hear anything like that? Because I read something about that. And is there still talk or thought of the White Sox perhaps moving to Florida?
Did you read that in The Onion?
No, it wasn't Onion. It wasn't Onion. No.
I have not heard that. I have not heard that at all. I can't imagine. I know that was the talk way back in the day. You know, when they built Tropicana Field, they were trying to lure the Chicago White Sox.
Well, and we were there too, right? I mean, you easily could have been a Tampa Bay Indian. We weren't too far away from that.
Right. And when they lost out on those squads, then all of a sudden, then the push became to get an expansion team, which obviously they eventually did. But I have not heard anything about Chicago at this point in time, coming down this way.
Okay. All right. Because it was just one of those stories that kind of caught my eye. I was like, I don't think Tampa can handle two Major League Baseball teams, especially if they're both in the American League. I'm like, what?
We're doing okay with one.
Yes,
we don't need to. There's no question. Hey, by the way, there's a story that's kind of caught my eye.
Yeah,
How about those Cleveland Cavaliers?
I'm sorry, we're confused. What are you talking about? No, just kidding. It's been awesome. Have you had a chance to watch any of the games?
Well, here's the thing. So, I'm kind of following from afar. Baseball playoffs are going on. The Hurricanes are hitting down here. So they got to about 6-0. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty interesting. So I tried to scramble to find the next way. I haven't missed them since. I haven't missed a dribble since. What a fun team to watch and an easy team to root for. You know, some of these guys in the NBA, you roll your eyes and you're like, my good God almighty, how could you be a fan of that team? The Cavs have such a great group of dudes, and they're so fun to watch. They play with their hair on fire. They light up the scoreboard. I mean, it's been an absolute blast. My only question is, the other night, did they ever consider playing any defense on Jared McCain? Because this little dude was just lighting it up for Philly. He wasn't missing anything, and he kept them almost single-handedly in that game. But yeah, I haven't missed a dribble in about, I don't know, 3 weeks or so. It's been awesome.
Had the feel of one of those games.
And all of a sudden, when push came to shove and it was tight at the end, just drain. I mean, it's just fun to watch a great player come alive when it matters the most. And all of a sudden, they become a deadeye when the game's on the line. That's fun to watch.
B.A. Thank you. We appreciate your time. You're a good man. Talk to you soon.
You're running me off again.
I have to. It's 20 after. We got to go, man.
Okay.
Sorry.
Good. See you later.
Bye.
Thanks,
you.
Brian.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.